Yes, in several parts of the areas that were controlled by the Ukrainian Nazi battalions, the Russian army is now distributing humanitarian assistance. This particular town was hit by these battalions and destroyed a factory, destroyed school, and there is a severe crisis going on here. And to talk about this, I have a guest. She's an American Canadian journalist living in Russia, Eva Bartlett. Eva, what's the humanitarian situation in the newly liberated areas of the Donbas?
Well, I think as people will see behind us, people are lining up for the supplies, which are actually quite sufficient, it seems. And they're coming in batches to collect supplies. I would note that this is similar to what we saw in Syria once areas were liberated of terrorists that had occupied these areas and starved the civilians. Once the areas were liberated, humanitarian corridors, well, before they were liberated, humanitarian corridors were set up. Civilians fled to secure areas, and then they were given humanitarian aid.
And is this issue really covered by the way, mainstream media in the West?
Absolutely not. And it might seem strange, but I've been taking photos of the actual aid packages, what goes into the boxes or the bags, because I know the predictable Western response will be, well, they're empty or something like that. But they contain a variety of proteins, vegetable in tins, chocolate even, water, obviously. And, you know, it's not going to be reported on in Western media. Or they will say this is just a stage, you know, that these are just actors or this is just happening in one region. We've seen a few regions already, and we've only been here for a couple of days.